the International Secret Police.
Feeling zero.
Clint and Smiley have had several disastrous adventures since leaving New York on a flight to Africa to investigate an enterprise known as the Atlantean Syndicate. At first, they are not sure if the deal is bona fide or a gigantic swindle. But since starting the flight, the boys have learned that their old enemy, the Octopus, is not only alive, but in some way connected with the Atlantean Syndicate. Knowing that they have been assigned to investigate the Syndicate, the Octopus has sworn to stop them before they reach Africa. He almost succeeds on the island of Madeira. But the boys escape the murderer he set on their trail and finally take off on their last hop before reaching African shores. Soon after leaving Madeira, however, they hear a noise from the rear storage compartment. And when Speed investigates, he discovers a stowaway, a very beautiful girl.
For the love of Pete, how'd you get in this plane?
Monsieur, please. Oh, please, let me stay.
A French girl.
What's the difference whether she's French or an Eskimo? She's a girl. She's got no business on this plane.
Oh, no, don't say that. You don't understand.
What's it all about, Speed?
The stowaway's a girl, Clint. Better turn around and take her back to Madeira.
Oh, no. No, please. Please do not do that. Oh, mon Dieu.
Oh, now, you mustn't cry. Miss it, Jim.
Up here,
but clean.
I'm up here in front of
him. Well, shut my mouth. Get a chance to talk to a pretty girl like that, and he takes it right away.
Gee, miss, why'd you have to stow away in our plane? We're on important business, and we're way late getting to where we want to go already.
You are Speed Gibson, no?
Why, yes. But how did you know?
Everyone in Madeira knew about this so brave secret police.
Now then, what the dickens is all this about?
She knew who I was, Clint. Said that everybody in Madeira knew who we were.
Yeah, that's very interesting. But I'd like to know just who she is.
Oh, you could be no one else but Monsieur Ballot, l'opérateur magnifique of your very wonderful secret police.
Well, I'm flattered, mademoiselle, but I should still like to know who you are and why you stowed away on this particular plane.
I am Marie Duchamp, and I am on your plane because I knew that you, of all people, could protect me.
Now, where have I heard those words before?
Oh, you don't believe me.
Your story seems more or less coincidental, Miss Duchamp. But supposing you tell me a little more about yourself.
Hey, Clint, why do you want to hear all this? Why not just turn around and head back for Madeira so we won't lose any more time than we have?
Oh, no.
Now, take it easy, Speed. I'd like to hear the rest of the young lady's story.
Oh, merci beaucoup, monsieur. You see, it all came about this way. My father's best friend came to Madeira long ago with his son, 3 years older than myself. And because my father and this man, Monsieur Coudray, were such good friends, they made a pact that someday their children should marry.
Gee, before you even knew it, one another was like?
Yes, Pete. You see, both our families were titled. Such marriages are often arranged in nobility, while the couples are mere babies.
Gosh, I'm glad I haven't got a title then.
Oh, if you feel this way, perhaps you may appreciate my predicament. You see, when I was very young, I thought nothing of my approaching marriage. It was simply the thing to do. When I was 21, I was to come to Madeira, or my future husband was to come to Paris, and we would have a formal wedding. And
yes, go on.
My father died 2 years ago, when I was 19. But he made me promise that I would go through with the wedding. So, I left my home in Paris shortly before my birthday, and I came to Madeira. And then I saw my future husband for the first time.
And you didn't like him?
I feared and hated him. He was nothing like his father. Oh, everything was good while he was around others. But when he was alone with me, he was a beast. Cruel, sardonic. I would have killed myself rather than have gone through with the marriage.
Couldn't you have explained all this to your father?
He would never have believed me. As I said, his son was like an angel before his father, because he wanted the vast family fortune.
But they couldn't have made you marry him.
Oh, you don't understand. My father signed a marriage contract with his friend, and his death made it more binding than ever. Ronald even threatened to kill me if I did not marry him.
Ronald, your intended husband?
Yes.
But if he saw you didn't love him, why'd he want to marry you?
Oh, my family is a wealthy one, too. That man is insane about money.
But surely there are other ways of escape than our plane.
Yes. We many boats, perhaps another plane, but none of them containing secret police.
Mademoiselle, surely you can't expect the secret police to prevent this marriage.
Monsieur Ballot, all I ask is your help, your protection. Let me fly with you to Africa, to your landing place in Morocco. That is all I ask. Once I am there, I will be safe. I will bother you no more. Until then, please, please let me stay. I will be no bother. Perhaps I can even help in some way.
Do you realize that your presence aboard this plane might result in some embarrassing complications for us?
But no one knows I am here, monsieur.
That's right, Clint. Nobody could have seen her come aboard, otherwise they would have stopped her. Mr. Felipe's men were keeping a close guard on the plane.
Yes, yes, I know, sir. Now, that makes me wonder all the more just how Miss Duchamp did manage to get into the plane.
Oh, there is always one little moment when no one is looking. And in that moment, I slipped into this beautiful plane and hid myself.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry for you, mademoiselle, but I'm afraid we can't help.
Oh, no.
We're on official business and can't risk such complications as might arise from your predicament. We'll have to return you to Madeira.
Oh, but no, monsieur. It is such a little way to Africa, and it means so much to me. If you return me to Madeira, I will kill myself.
Oh, gosh, you mustn't do that. There'll be some way out of your trouble, Miss Duchamp.
Nothing but marriage to Ronald Coudray.
Coudray?
But yes.
What is it, Clint?
Nothing, sweet. You're right, mademoiselle. It is only a little way to Africa, and we'll risk complications and take you with us.
Oh,
what?
Oh, thank you. Merci, merci, Monsieur Ballot. Oh, you will never know what this means to me.
I hope that I will never have cause to regret it, mademoiselle. Speed?
Yes, sir?
I leave Mademoiselle Duchamp in your hands. We'll land at Casablanca in about a half an hour. Until then, see that our passenger has everything she wants. I'll be up at the controls with Smiley should you want me. In Morocco.
Well, Speed, how do you like Casablanca?
Well, it's swell, Smiley, but...
But what?
Are you sure we've landed in Morocco?
What makes you say that?
Everything looks so modern.
Well, did you expect a lot of riffs to come howling down to meet us, Speed? This city is the heart of Morocco. All its commerce passes through it. Of course it's modern, and you'll find that there's no speed limit in the darn place. Everything travels at a terrific speed.
Golly, I never expected Africa to look like this.
Oh, this is only a very small part of its speed.
Monsieur Ballot, you have been so kind to me. Can I not do something in return? I have friends in Casablanca. They would be most happy to show you about this city.
Well, I'm afraid we won't have time for that, mademoiselle. Besides, Smiley here knows Morocco and most all of Africa like a book.
Oh, how interesting.
Maybe I can show you around, mademoiselle.
Perhaps. Who knows?
And now... Will you excuse us for a moment while we step into this telegraph office? You wait here, Speed.
Okay.
Come along, Smiley.
Now, I wish you'd tell me what you've got on your mind, Clint. Pretty as that girl is, it ain't like you to carry passengers on a flight like we're on.
Now, listen closely, Smiley. We haven't got much time to talk. I wasn't sure on the plane because the list of Atlantean stockholders was in my portfolio. And I couldn't get back to the baggage compartment before landing.
Man, what are you talking about?
I don't know if this girl's story is true or false. But the man she was to have married, this Coudray, he's the one I'm interested in.
Why?
Because his father is one of the investors in the Atlantean Syndicate.
What?
Yes. I thought I recognized the name when the girl mentioned it. And after checking with our list of the 10, I found it there. Oh, it's the same Coudray, all right. A titled Frenchman. Smiling. I think we've stumbled on a hot trail.
Boy, I've been aching for something like this. Just tell me what you want to do, Clint, and I'll tell you how to do it in Casablanca.
First, I don't want to lose sight of Miss Duchamp. If her story is true, we may find that
Not only sheep are on the investor's side of the fence. There may be wolves.
Caudray himself?
If the son is bad, perhaps the father may be worse. He may not have revealed his hand to the girl as Ronald has. Oh, it may all be a wild idea of mine, Smiley, but I smell something more than blasted romance here, and we can't afford to look over any bets.
Right. Then I'd better go back to the port authorities and tell them we're going to lay over here for a while.
All right, I'm going to cable Chief Riley the latest developments in code. He may have something to add to this puzzle of ours.
Maybe. But I'll have our stuff sent up to the hotel while I'm there. Any particular one you want, Clint?
Oh, it's up to you, Smiley. From now on, we're in your hands concerning anything African.
Okay. I'll pick out a good one, and what's even more important, a cool one.
Fine. Tell Speed, Mr. Champ, I'll be right out.
All right, boy. I'll meet you back here in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Now for that cable.
Yes, sir?
Oh, I'd like to send a cable to New York. It'll take me a few minutes to compose it. Have you a desk somewhere off in the corner? I don't want to be disturbed.
Yes, sir. Right here, sir. You may use this desk. It's in mine.
Oh, fine. Thank you, sir. And now, let's see. The code.
Where is he? Where is he?
Who, sir?
Well, I was talking to him. I've been standing right outside here. He couldn't have gotten away without seeing him. Where is he?
Here I am, Smiley. What's all the excitement about?
Clint.
Anything wrong?
Plenty. Forget that cable. Come with me.
But why? What's up?
It's Speed.
Speed?
We left him standing there with that girl, remember?
Yes, yes.
Well, he's not there now. Neither is she.
But they must be. I gave Speed strict orders to stay just outside the door.
Yeah, but he ain't there now. And boy, when you're missing in Casablanca, you're really missing. Come on!